Welcome everyone to another great episode of the Influencers Connection Corner. I am so happy to be here. In the first, it's like a very first time I'm offsite where my normal studio is, but happy Saturday. Yay! How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for getting me on your show. I'm very, very proud to be here.
Well, but before we dive into who this amazing woman next to me is, I definitely want us to say hi to the audience. Thank you for tuning in to another wonderful, wonderful weekend show. You know, summer is sizzling. It is hot here. However, we have a lot of good stuff going on. Isn't that right, Sia?
Oh, yeah. It actually just rained. So instead of 1,000 degrees, it's just 999 degrees.
Yes, yeah, but that one helps, absolutely. But anyhow, so let's get this show started, guys. Let's go ahead and roll that intro.
All right, next, roll in.
Thank you for joining. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe and follow us for the next episode.
Welcome back, guys. Again, thank you so much for joining us this wonderful Saturday. So many things have been going on. I've been running around crazy, but it's good crazy though. Just a lot of things with summer camps, you know, my girls and events, activity, Tech Fest Life just happened. And I know this amazing woman was also part of it with what? With Kids Robotic Academy. So we are here today to honor the great mind that is this superwoman and learn a little bit about her story and why she came up with this brilliant idea to support our Houston youth and the community with a robotics academy. So please help me welcome the amazing, one of my role models and one of my kids' role models, Miss D. Nguyen, founder and director of Kids Robotics Academy.
Thank you so much. This is amazing. A humble, I will say, introduction. So I really appreciate you putting me on a high bar. So, but we are in this together. Okay. So I never count myself as a one person successful, but it's a whole village has helped me to get here. I will say Kids Robotic Academy was founded in 2012. So this is my 14th year as a business owner in Kids Robotic Academy. I'm the founder. I did survive, I will say proudly, hurricanes. Ooh. And COVID, and still we stand tall. All the other, I'll say competitors, or I don't think I have any competition in this business because everybody maybe takes it as a business, but I take it as education. I remember what my dad said, if you work hard, the money follows you. Mm-hmm. So that's what I try to do. We work hard for only to spread what we know to the kids, what we know now, so they can be ready for future. So that's what I'm trying to do. And that's my mission. So we teach from pre-K all the way to the high school level. And we teach elementary, middle, and high school, as well as we teach homeschool community. So, and we teach online as well. So we pretty much have all the platforms taken care. We teach all topics as well, everything to do with robotics and programming, mm-hmm. And AI. Now AI is in a big influence as well out there. And the good part is it's accessible to our students. But how to use it ethically, that's what we try to teach. So we teach, again, from all topics as well. So we teach from space education to underwater robotics, like you said before.
So
yes, from space all the way to the underwater robotics and everything in between. That means aeronautic engineering. We teach battle bots. We teach agriculture robotics, and we teach astrobotany. So we do teach a lot of stuff from NASA education as well.
So as you heard already in the last few minutes, why this amazing woman, I call her a superwoman and a superhero for so many of the youth here in our community, because indeed she covers so much ground. She's groundbreaking with everything that she's doing in research and the events that she has. Honestly, the curriculum that she brings, she's everywhere. I don't know how she does it. However, we want to get the backstory of how did Ms. D start? Where did this idea spark? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. One of the amazing parents, I used to actually teach in a lot of different schools for robotics. And one of the very amazing Jewish school that I used to teach, one of the parents reached out to me and said, Dee, the way you teach, nobody else teaches. So I would suggest to go and maybe see, look into having a business, because this is something that nobody teaches. Lego and robotics that we teach is everything is like entertainment. It's like a pastime. It was considered, or is still considered, as a supportive element rather than education on its own. So the way I used to teach, and I was pulled into so many other schools as well. And I'll say the child name was Micah, and I am forgetting the dad's name, but if he hears, I know he will know who I'm talking about. But thank you so much. He sparked that in me that it could be turned into a business. And that's how I went home and spoke to my husband, and I said, guess what? This is what somebody suggested. And a reason why, because I had one student who I was told that don't teach or don't do anything. If the child doesn't want to do anything, don't worry about it. He likes to read book. He had anxiety. So no need to do anything. If he wants to touch the Legos or robots, just, you know, let him do, because we are instructed that way. I could not, I systematically tried to understand what he was going. The stories that he tried to do, sometimes we feel like we need to understand the children as well. They're imaginative. Maybe they don't know how to present, how to speak, what's going on in their mind. So one time when I was working with all the other kids with my 7 sessions that I had with him, that was about 45 minutes to an hour long. He built a really good robot. And I just saw that kind of robot just a few days ago in a NASA education website. And wow. I instantly said, is this what you created? It was a rover and that was sending into the Mars at that time. I'm talking about 13 years ago. So that's when I was like, okay. And he spoke the first time. He went home and he spoke to his parents as well that I created this, da, da, da. His aunt used to pick him up. She came out to me and she said, I don't know what magic you did to this child. He started talking. He's not shy of his work. Wow. And that's what the dad used to also be in the class as well. I never mind the parents come and see me, how I teach or what we do, because I believe in what we do and I have confidence. So here we go. We teach, we can do it together. What I teach, take it to home and help us to enforce that, because that's how we work. So I always take the parents as the supportive element rather than, no, my business, nobody want to see it. It's not... anything hidden truth. It's Legos and it's robots. And we all should know to support our kids.
So the beautiful part about this, though, it's, you know, I, as a parent, have also been getting the back end and the intricacies and the insights, because my girls, two of my girls, you know, both of them actually are in the programs or in the summer camps. And so I've had the opportunity to see how really things work. And my background is not in robotics. My background is not in that industry. However, being able to gain some of that confidence through seeing my kids build and come out and really speak on how they're able to create these things, right? And how that advocates, it empowers them to become advocates for it, not only for themselves, but for the industry. And one of the aspects that I love the most is her big support for girls to go into this industry. We need more girls. We need more female power to be in this industry that for so long it's been led by, you know, men. However, there's a lot of creativity. There's so much brightness out there that women bring to the table. And we need to make our seat in the table. I think, Sia, we talk a lot about this, that, you know, go women, go, you know, female power, because this is, I believe we have a lot in the future and at our hands.
Absolutely. I mean, the one example that.
Go ahead.
I know. I was just saying, absolutely. I mean, duh. Yeah, absolutely. I think the opportunity for women has never been more equitable. I think in the world of, as AI is now being embraced as multiple use cases, there's a lot of intuitiveness in AI and leveraging AI technologies. And I think women actually have an advantage to humanize the experience, to make it something that is, you know, less cybernet and, you know, the Terminator, and more along the lines of something that actually can help enable humanity and benefit humanity. So that was just my little two cents there.
Mm-hmm. And you were going to add to it.
Absolutely. I forgot the thought of it. So
no, just being able to, you know, as females, empowering and how this industry can actually give us more confidence to speak up and ask for a seat at the table where sometimes we're not offered a seat, right? Yeah. And so for me, that's been very beautiful to see my girls. You know, we're towards the middle of the summer, and being able to see that behind the scenes, how this system is actually empowering them in other areas that bleed into other areas of their lives, now becoming advocates.
Yes, absolutely. So I will say, I have seen a lot of boys into robotics, but when we teach, believe me, we inspire a lot of girls because we have the staff members are at least one is a woman as a staff member. So mm-hmm. that helps the girls to inspire. Oh, so you can know. And I give always one example. If I can teach all these boys, you guys can do it as well. So that inspires them. And that's how I have a lot of girls in our teams and in other. So we teach robotics all the way and take them to competitive route. Mm-hmm. And our girls, they shy away. Oh, we are going to compete against the boys. And believe me, the girls that I have that we teach, they go head to head. The fourth grader compete and win from the sixth and seventh graders. So that's the level of robotics that we teach and inspire daily life. Biggest mm-hmm. example is your amazing girls. It's not only building programming, but also presenting, also asking questions, but how to ask those right questions to get into the presentation skills and have a confidence what they are doing is right thing is what we do. And really proud, believe me, seeing those differences that we make daily life, that's what I get inspired. And that's my inspiration to continue to move on.
Gosh, I don't know if you guys are getting inspired. I know that, again, as an adult and seeing it through the lens of a child, but it's like I'm living vicariously through them. And that's why I've been so excited ever since I met Ms. D, literally like more than a few years ago. We met for the first time. It's something just clicked. I saw her mission. I saw her vision and I believed in it because it is very aligned to who I am as a person, what future I'm trying to give to my girls. But enough about that. I really want to know you behind the professional, behind, you know, the person who's leading this industry here in Houston, what is your background in? Like, what did you go to school for? Because the reason why I want to ask that is that some people think that they have to go straight to engineering or have this in order to get into robotics later in life. And maybe they have it all twisted, but do share a little bit more about your background.
Thank you for asking that question. So I'm master's in information technology. I went to University of Greenwich and in London as well. So I have a bachelor's in international business. So that's how I got the little business aspect. And then master's from University of Houston. I'm a 2009 graduate. And I am alumni for FIRST program. So I've been into that competitive world since 2007. So that's how I've been into this. And I'm also certified professional educator from Carnegie Mellon for robotics particularly. And that's how I am inspired and have confidence to continue to train and teach. I've been to all the level of leadership with the FIRST program, from judging to all the way to hosting leagues and being a partner for junior program. So now I'm just simple volunteer with that program, but I judge region Houston. I train judges and coaches, and I am judge all the way to the World Championship. And I do judge some of the teams in New York as well, state. COVID actually brought the community together, and I'm fortunate to find good people around me. Let me say that. And I will not shy away from acknowledging every single one of them. I have so many great schools who trust in the program that we do. Anytime ever I have brought this program together, and they say, we see through your passion what you're talking about, what you're showing. And I have taken from a very 1 year, I do teach as auxiliary courses with the programming or Java or programming and computer science, engineering, AP computer science, and also robotics. With all of those programs, we have taught them as academic program as well. Mm-hmm. Because I'm constantly updating myself and being upfront with all the new product coming in the market, I just stepped out of the PITSCO product training for the middle and high schoolers. High schooler was done at Texas A&M. I will say thank you, PITSCO, for giving me that opportunity to get the amazing Tetrix box. I love PITSCO product because I have seen comparatively with all the other products, and their customer service is super awesome. So I, like I said, it's a village. And yeah. Underwater robotics, I do it all the way to the competitive level with the mat competition. I do aerial, unmanned aerial aircraft as well, which is the drones technology. Yes. And guess what? The whole community, we are going to start getting the drone food drop sooner, drone taxi, drone medicine drop off. So we need these youth. We need our kids to really go out. So Kids Robotic Academy also, last year was my first year doing the pilot program in one of the amazing schools that we go to, St. Thomas Episcopal. They are amazing supporter in all the programs that I bring in. And they are like, yes, Steve, if you want to do it, do it. Let's do it together. So like I said, it's a village. It's the people who really makes any program successful and believe in you is how mm-hmm. we take it to the competitive route and make it happen.
For me, I mean, what she said is really resonates, right? It really does take a community. It takes a village in order for something to have impact and further carry into generate for generations to come. And in this case, is no difference because there's no difference in that case because it's innovation. We're talking about, the future. You hear about AI, you hear about technology, you know, the buzzword that Sia loves to say, tech, 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 or I love to say that. She doesn't like me to say that much. But it is the truth, though. Our youth are really, and they have to be empowered in order to be able to use that technology for good. So many people, because we don't know, and sometimes I add myself to that, we don't know the possibilities of technology, and we're usually afraid, right? As a, as communities, as I would say elderly, but adult, you know, who doesn't know, they are really afraid and scared of what the power of technology. However, if we groom our kids to be able to have that critical thinking, which robotics really empowers them to do, they're able to use it for good. And so how do we continue leveraging that into the future so we can become more efficient as a society, as humanity, with and evolve alongside technology? And you know, I know, Sia, your background in tech as well, you know, 20 years, Jesus, it's you have so much wisdom and so much wealth, and you have nephews and nieces. How do you see that playing out in the future?
I think it makes a lot of sense for kids to look towards STEAM and STEM as viable careers. My background started out in cybersecurity, and I tell everyone, you go into cybersecurity and you've got job security. Robotics to me is almost like it's an impolite way of saying it, but I absolutely believe in it, is a gateway drug. I think robotics is so exciting. It's tangible. Kids can touch it. They can see what, if they are doing any level programming, you know, Raspberry Pi, all that good stuff. Like, they see that whatever they are crafting is working. And I think there's all types of brains and personalities to help make the world go around. I do believe STEAM is very important because there's a lot of artistic visualization, outside the box thinking, that, you know, sometimes we get a little, you know, black and white, right? We get a little and I'm clearly not a programmer, but, you know, binary, where it's black and white, zeros and ones. So there's just huge opportunities, everyone out there. And I encourage, you know what? Try. There's nothing wrong with trying. You might find out that's not for you, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you go into another area of it. There's so many different areas and aspects that you could find something in the world of technology. Tech.
And another aspect that I really wanted to add as well, that yes, it feels like sometimes people say, well, that's not for me, or I may not fit in because X, Y, and Z. But the one beautiful thing about it that I've discovered as well is how open and how how it embraces individuals who have maybe who are neurodivergent, right? Mm-hmm. For example, I've always shared my daughter, she has ADHD, and this allows her to have that time. And just for her, honestly, what in the first five sessions that she had, now she can speak about it. Now she can be an advocate and she can explain it, not only to the children, but to the parents as well. For example, this past mm-hmm. weekend, we were in Katy working the Imagination Expo. And oh my God, when I tell you that I was such a proud mama because, you know, we've been in the program for about 2 weeks now, well, 2.5 weeks now, and seeing her from grabbing that first piece of coding, whatever it was, Lego, until actually seeing her behind the booth and work that booth with the kids and with the parents and answering those questions that the parents had, I was like, oh my God, Dee, what is going on here? So it was such a proud moment for me as a parent to be able to empower her through robotics, which you wouldn't think the link because, you know, she's neurodivergent. She may have, oh, that this may be bad for me. I don't fit in, or I can't talk to people. I'm socially like this. And I'm like, no, you knocked it out of the park. So I love that. And so can you talk a little bit more about how that, you know, some parents may have that reservation of the kid not fitting in?
Absolutely. So if I would say, I have seen so many students with spectrum and with special needs. And I do teach, the way our company works is we work with them pretty much one-on-one. So we, even if we put them on a group setting, we put them on a very calculated way and a systematic way where they are able to enhance, learn out of it, not get discouraged from it. Mm. And we also pair them up with some of the students because it's we all are in this together. So the other students, which has may get slowed down or they maybe speed up. So how to gain a respect for each other, a gracious professionalism here, the character building, the acceptance for each other, no matter what type of abilities you have. I always say abilities. I don't say the other word is because everybody has amazing abilities. So how to utilize that, so this is what we do. We built it up in them, pretty much starting from one-on-one to slowly getting them comfortable with the teams. And I have a ton of experience with all of those students. And I have so many stories to share that I maybe need more than this one podcast.
Yes, yes. No, absolutely. And I think you brought up such a key word for us is abilities, right? Being able to define and redefine how so many folks have different abilities, different gifts. And I know that, Tia, you just came back from Chicago from a phenomenal, stellar Abilities Expo. My goodness, tell us a little bit about that because I feel like it blends in. It plays into what we're doing here at the Academy.
Yeah, no, the Abilities Expo is my very first time, and it was a definite eye-opener to me. One of the biggest takeaways I have is, you know, the underlying theme to me was love and appreciation, acknowledgement. One of the biggest things that I found was just talking to the community was they just want to be heard. You know, these individuals live with whatever, you know, challenges that they have in their lives, and unfortunately, the mainstream, the able-bodied folks, we just don't think about it. And it's not that we're uncaring. It's just we don't know what we don't know. So therefore, it's not, it doesn't exist in our realm. And so, you know, with what you're doing, Dee, to me is just really giving opportunities to say, yeah, everyone has abilities, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of that saying that, and I'm trying to remember who it was, where, you know, we cannot go through life, you know, if we were a goldfish and we saw a bird in a tree thinking that we're somehow failures because we can't fly, that we don't live in, you know, in the air and vice versa, you know, a bird looking at a fish saying, oh my gosh, I can't swim. So therefore I'm lesser than in some capacity. That's not it at all. It's, we have our lives and paths and we have our strengths within it. Right. So Abilities Expo, guys, it was absolutely insane. I was there, we were on behalf of the Adaptive Equipment Product Innovator Community. We call it EPIC for short because heaven knows adaptive equipment already is a mouthful. But basically, it is a community of entrepreneurs who have created products specifically in the adaptive equipment space, which is a subset of assistive technology space. And it is really to help give dignity, freedom, and mobility for both caregivers and the care recipients, just to make their lives a lot easier. So I do want to brag on Epic a little bit, because Epic is epic. We have 13 brands, 12 were women entrepreneurs, patented women entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Isn't that insane? We didn't plan it that way, guys. It just happened to be that way.
I mean, just again, it's that empowerment, right? It's that it takes a community. And I just feel like all of us women need to come together. As Sia always says, you know, all ships rise with the tide. And you know, thank you for mentioning that. 13 brands, and I know one of those brands is definitely one of our sponsors. So let's go ahead and take this opportunity to, you know, let the audience know a little bit more about Tausi Brands. So let's go to that.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Tausi. Tausi gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TausiBrands.com and get your comfort on.
My goodness. How about that? I mean, again, Janice Shokarian, thank you so much for just empowering us to have these shows, have these conversations, you know, because it is important. And her story and how she came up with Tausi Brands and the Tausi. I love it. And mine is at home. I don't have it with me today, but it's always at home. But it's comfort. It's that comfort that we always feel. I know Sia has it, but there you go. She can show it.
Mama needs it for her back, man. I am not of the youth age anymore.
No, and especially it serves after, you know, you've been on the flights for so all these days, right? You've been on these events. But, you know, talking about events, I know, my goodness, you have so many things going on every single day, different camps at the same time, or different locations around the Houston and surrounding areas. How do you manage it all? I mean, I look at you and I'm like, okay, I thought I had it rough. And I'm like, but this one right here, it takes a village. I know that you were going to say that. But tell us a little bit about those events. And I know there's one particular event that we're just so looking forward to in August.
Oh, my goodness. I am as well super excited. So the way I manage is like I plan ahead. I'm a planner. I plan like 3 to 6 months ahead. I already am planning like my next year's summer. So that's how I work. If I'm in fall, I'll be planning next fall for me. If I'm in spring, I'll be planning next spring for me. So that's how it works, is step by step, and what to add, how to improve. That's a constant that, like I said, I train myself, educate myself, and constantly trying to be on, because technology changes dramatically. What you have right now, the speakers, the mic, the lightings, after a month maybe, or two, or let's give it a 6 months, things are going to be entirely different. So how to stay on top of the education side as well and bridge the gap. Mm-hmm. That's what I do when I plan ahead. Everything is planned out. And if so, with that planning, if something pops up, like not long ago, I had taken one challenge. And also Houston Dynamo are a very good friend of ours. Like I said, Village, Khalil is also one of that village people that I have.
Yes.
Amazing. I call him a brother, young brother. When he was starting off, he also reached out to Kids Robotic Academy and my ex-partner, Michael Dupre, who's also my business consultant, still to date. So all of these people are all around and they help you. And don't be shy of, getting the support and help and suggestions. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we are in this together and everybody just want to share their experiences and help and support each other. This is the mindset that I go with. And I think that's why I'm able to take the other task in between, because I already know what I'm doing from now to 6 months ahead. So I can plug in the things that I need to. I learned that from doctor's office. Now, all the doctors, the specialists will be busy for 6 months ahead, but how can they take appointments in the middle? So I think this is how strategically move forward with the business and give yourself a time to. I'm a mother of a 3 young boys, all teen. I'm a wife. I'm a sister. I'm also a daughter and a granddaughter. And I'm also I'll say, a godmother to so many children. So how do we do that? If we don't plan that out, each of those places, I think everybody says, if I go to the schools of my kids and get be part of them, they don't think I work. And if I'm at work, they don't think I have kids. If I'm with my husband, they won't feel like, oh, so she might have another job. I think she's a housewife. I think it's just the plan ahead and do your 100%. Mm-hmm. And believe me, there are forces. There are so many divine forces, the God especially, who's with us. If you work hard, yeah, you get to reap the fruit.
I love that. And I mean, for me, one of the events, and we're talking about events, she has so many going on at the same time. But the one that we're so looking forward to, because it speaks to that collaborative aspect of everything that we do, is the one in August. Oh my God, where it's like from aerospace, right? Astrobotany to talking about submerged rovers. I'm like, oh my goodness. But the beautiful part about that one, do you want to share what it is?
Oh my goodness. Yes, that I'm super excited to collaborate our new partner in education industry. It's immersive robotics. We are bringing that kind of concept where kids can touch, feel, and see the environment where we are trying to do. So like I said, all those different topics that we cover at Kids Robotic Academy, that immersive environment is going to give them that illusion as well that they are working underwater today, or they are working in the space and they are looking at the ISS, International Space Station, and they're literally working on astrobotany kind of thing, like a space farm. They are working with drones. And so we took a challenge to go to the new area. Normally, our base is Houston Bel Air Vesu location. Mm-hmm. And we go out from here to all the other spaces. We are going to Spring Cypress area now. So that's like an introductory place for us. So immersive robotics, the Lextrum, yes, the owner is such a faithful, amazing person, Jay. Yes. He literally took this as a challenge as well. Like, let's do it together. Let's see, where do we end? Where is the inspiration? How do we get inspired to give back to the community? Mm-hmm. With his collaboration, we are trying to do this immersive camp. We have a very limited spot. It's coming the first week of August, which is 4th to 8th of mm-hmm. August. We are introducing all of the topic. So all of the topic that we cover, it will be like a showcase. So bring your kids in from kindergarten to 12th grade. I will say from 5 years of age to 18 years of age. Mm-hmm. And if you're an adult, want to come and see and volunteer with us, we would love to have you guys, because that's another way to give back. And also to learn yourself as well by doing it. So I, like I said, don't take anyone as a competition, because in this world, there's so many people we can help together. Absolutely. We need more people who can believe in this cause. Yes. So come on aboard, and we would love to have everyone showcase, because we need more exposure. Mm-hmm. There's so much technology out there. Our kids have access, and guess what they're doing? Every other day I see, we teach a program and kids build the program with the AI, sure. But is it good for a creative brain? You know, if we are dependent on the technology so much, they are not able to program on their own. So mm-hmm. we need to really go on and showcase all of that to give them, okay, this is the part you go do AI, and this is the part you do yourself. And that's mm-hmm. what we are trying to distinguish with our camps, with the immersive mm-hmm. environment.
Yeah, and I love that one, because, again, you know, we are definitely partnering up with Lextrum, which is Authenticus. Jay, thank you so much. David, oh my God, and everyone there at Lextrum, you guys are amazing, and I cannot wait. I know I'm going to be there all the week. It's from August the 4th to August the 8th, from 9 in the morning to 4 p.m. We're going to have all these amazing kids just experiencing that immersive space. I mean, you're going to be underwater one day, and the next day you're going to be in space, and we're just going to learn so much together and have the opportunity to explore these different technologies and innovative movements that are happening. But besides that, like, for example, next week, right, there's a Minecraft, there's a Roblox camp. Like, yes, you understand, I'm excited, because I'm like, I never thought about game development, learning all of that, and seeing my girls be excited about that. So that's happening next week. So June 30th, correct? If I'm not mistaken, yes. To July, yes, the 3rd, yes. Yes. It is happening. But the beautiful thing that I'm speaking to is, I love how diverse your curriculum, your programs, and the way that they're strategically done. I just love it. And I know I'm looking at some beautiful samples here of bright students who have worked on these things. Do you mind sharing a little bit so
absolutely.
The audience can see?
Absolutely.
So we'll try not to break them. I won't touch them.
All the product that you're about to see, these all are built by students. Okay, so we like to showcase our very creative kids and also show that what each level means. Yes. So this is the youngest level that we have, colorful Legos. And we teach robotics with that and introduce the motors and sensors to the students of elementary from kindergarten to kindergarten to the third grade, I'll mm-hmm. say. The second level that we have is called EV3 or Spike Prime. Mm. Now it's also a Lego product. We use it for educational purposes. We introduce the motor sensors, combination of it, and also a lot of science, technology, engineering, and maths. And how is that? Because science is all about the elephant, what they do and how they look like, right? Engineering is how to build that look like an elephant. Mathematic part is a combination of gear, what ratio they should move on to really move like an elephant. So it doesn't break because the construction is super complex. So how do we move it in a way that it doesn't break? So that is a mathematical and engineering aspect into it.
Now, what age group works on this type?
From third grade all the way to the sixth grade, depending on their skill level. Now, at this level, we have about more than 300 to 400 projects. So if child is with the abilities, like I mentioned, we may teach them building part first, and then we get on to the programming part. Then we take them to the competitive route. That means there are so many competitions with that. We start in a summer program as a battle bot, so they can learn the little competitiveness. Mm-hmm. They learn to build their own robots. Mm-hmm. And then we have from sixth grade, I'll say we introduce as young as 11 to 12 years of age.
Wow.
This is like a Pitsco or a Chetrix model that we have. This is Go Build Up particularly. We use this kind of robots for our children to learn competitiveness, the building parts and how to move and all kind of programming aspect with that goes with it. So they learn building, programming, and also presenting. So we have so many. We just came from Comic Palooza like a few days ago. It was at George R. Brown, and our kids presented their big robot, which they competed in First Tech Challenge program. So, and then we have...
So this age group is what? It's more like a high school? High school will do that?
Actually, it starts from 12 year mm-hmm. age, so that means some of the sixth grader, I'll say, touches from particularly seventh grade to 12th grade, and mm-hmm. that qualifies them for competition, career readiness, engineering aspect. And guess what? I went to Texas A&M that I mentioned, and they had those robots in their lab for teaching the mechatronics and to teach the next generation of engineering and robotics and the edge robots.
And imagine they're looking at that in college, but you're already exposing our youth or your the kids in your programs to this way before college. So
Absolutely.
Tell me that. It's an amazing thing. All right. So what's next after that?
We have ExoLab. It's also with the astrobotany that I mentioned earlier. This little capsule, we sent the last experiment, ExoLab 11, to a space in December, came back in January from International Space Station. And this little capsule has a lot of elements you see. It's a very controlled environment that it has. We teach kids how to do the astrobotany. They also learn gene in the plant, how it changes and affects in the zero gravity environment. Learn how even fungi are produced in the failed experiments. So our high school team, which does the astrobotany classes, they were able to present in the international space community, where they were able to show it in front of their scientists from NASA, from Florida, from New York, and across the globe in Australia.
Wow.
So that's the exposure that kids get that goes in their college credential as well, bringing them to international market. And also, we have underwater robotics.
So
this is a little rover.
I love that. I'm wearing this because I'm like, I love the blue and I love the whole idea of underwater, you know, like scuba diving. So just being able to learn from a different aspect, it's amazing.
So Ashwabhatni also goes from elementary, middle, and high school, depending on their level, and the programs are customized according to their age category. Underwater robotics, also from middle and high school, I will say, they can go to the competition. So we split everything into two semesters. The fall semester, we teach them how to build, program, understand the material that we are trying to teach. Mm. And in the spring, we take them to competition. Now let's go and use your skills. I also have a DJI drone and also Pitsco drone. Those are Ecobot and Eco drones. And those are amazing in education purposes that we use. And we had one competition end of first week of May, and our children also got the trust certificate as young as they were all 12, 13, and 14 years of age. There are a couple of kids who are going for a pilot program, part 107. So we are on the verge of technology. And that all was inspired. Last year, I got the grant and got really fortunate to go and visit the Aerospace Academy. And I was invited with all those amazing people and got to see the difference in technology, what's going on now and what's going to be in future. So we need to bridge the gap of technology. And that inspired me. That's how these new programs are emerging into robotics. So we can really give the best what we can do, because it's not going to be tomorrow. This is today.
Absolutely. Right. And the youth of today really need this information. And so another aspect that I really love is that you do design as well programs and curriculum for school districts, for different entities. I mean, she's so highly sought after, and I'm just like, I don't know how she does it all, but tell us a little bit more about that works. You know, obviously it's designed specifically and customized for whatever function it is that is going to serve in that school or entity, right?
Absolutely. So our program does align with the Texas TEAC and also national standards. So if we are able to customize and bring them as the technology certificates as well, if anybody would like to be interested, they can align. The schools can get credit from the all the ISDs that are around. Sometimes they get more stipend because they have these programs in them. We are happy to share our product. We also train the educators as well. We also train educators means, because some of the homeschool parents are not professional teachers, but they're educators, because they are professional, or they just gave up their jobs because they want to teach their kids the way they like, the best they like. And we do train the educators, the teachers for the districts and for the other schools as well, which are not part of district private charter. And we're in this together again. So if anybody would like to get this information, we are happy to schedule we are not franchise of any other. We are homegrown. I'm the founder. This is my 14th year. I have
support women businesses.
Thank you. All of the wealth and knowledge is there. And actually, Raquel is helping me. And today I met another amazing lady who is a host of a podcast. I really appreciate your time. And see, this is a village. Again, I will say, and you're part of that success as well. So thank you so much, ladies, for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, my God. You know, we could have this conversation. It's like, I think we're going to have a series, right? Because I would like to follow up with the audience to see their growth, especially like of the girls and all the youth that we're servicing here in the Houston community. So how can entities work with you? How can organizations so help support and rally around Kids Robotics Academy?
Thank you. Yes, we are happy to train your teachers. If you would like to bring this program into your school, we can provide the teachers as well, because some of the teachers, it may be expensive to just have the new stuff and train them and bring them. So we can also provide the teachers. They can come and teach, and your teachers can shadow and take over next year or the following year. That can be done. And we also go ahead and train your staff for a particular program or all of the programs. So just reach out to us, and how can we make this happen? Like I said, we need to be in this together. ISDs, I will suggest and say, if anybody's listening, please, we need you. We need you to look into this. We need our kids to be on the next level. Our kids need, they do have access to all of that, but they don't know how to approach, how to turn it to educational way, that they are encouraged, they are inspired, and they are learning out of it. Beside all of the other things, I will say it does align with the Texas TEAC that certifies it, that how to really make sure that it aligns with the education part of and satisfy the Texas education. So, and also we teach the veterans as well, if they want to go back to businesses, they want to go back to education, or they want to go back to IT industry. I had taught many veterans in the past as well for programming languages, Python, Java, so they can go through the certifications and get the jobs into that IT field and market. Also, agriculture robotics. With these ExoLab, I was able to penetrate that side as well. We teach the bee education. We teach the agriculture robots that how to even know what type of soil there are. There's a whole world out there. And that way we connect with those amazing veterans who have done so much for the country, and how to bring them as a community together, and how to give them, okay, it's not ability in the youngers only, it's abilities in the olders too.
And that speaks so highly to me, just because, you know, the veteran community for us is very special, and we always find ways or want to find ways to be able to give back to them. And so thank you so much for mentioning that part, just because it hits home and hits hard. So guys, if you want to find out a little bit more about Kids Robotic Academy, please, please, please visit the website, right? It's just www.kidsroboticsacademy, and find you on literally all the platforms that you can think of. Find you on LinkedIn as well. Yeah, we can find you on LinkedIn, Bing me. I mean, we can just find different ways to get connected. Email address, perhaps?
Yes? dee@kidsroboticacademy.com. It's kidsroboticacademy.com. And you can also, I always tell people, I'm just one text away. So if you guys are interested, send out an email, and believe me, I will call. I'll make sure that we have a communication and we go on. We can customize the program according to your needs, according to your, so we align our curriculum, not educationally only, but also we align it with any special requirements. For example, we teach into Christian education. So we customize it according to your needs. You give me that side and I'll connect what kind of robots go with it. So your expertise to stay and our expertise to merge and combine. So we are ready for collaboration. We go to many of those schools as well. Mm-hmm. So reach out. I have a wealth of knowledge and material, and I need you guys and you need us. Let's collaborate together.
I love that. And she does have a wealth of knowledge and resources and material. Let me tell you that. I don't even know. I lost count of how many programs, literally, and robots and things that the kids can build here. So anyhow, guys, thank you again. If you want to find out a little bit more, please, please, please visit her LinkedIn profile as well. I will be pinning it. I will be putting all the flyers in there, just because I am an involved parent now. And I also wanted to learn as an adult. So aren't you proud of me, Sia?
Very proud. You're getting more comfortable. You're not afraid.
I am. And I love it. I'm experiencing a different side that I'm like, oh my gosh, I never thought that I would really start liking this.
One thing I will just quickly add, if anyone is interested to even support children who cannot afford robotics, or this material is expensive, so we are happy to help you guys provide that community so you can support. For example, there are so many children in Boys and Girls Club. There are so many children in YMCA. We are happy to connect and give and bring the robotics into those communities and those places. Grandparent Association, mm-hmm. where they are helping kids to come out of their anxieties, their issues, their abilities. I will say, how can we merge the robotics so they can help their mental stability and give them the self-confidence and move out of that little stress they have? Because I have witnessed, Raquel, myself, that those kids that I was told, oh no, you can't work with these kids, and they forget about the world and they're engaged, mm-hmm. they're focused, mm-hmm. they're not on medication. For that 1 hour is them with the robot.
Yes.
So I have seen that impact, and I'll say, if you see it, you believe it. Would love to collaborate, ready to help.
Love that. All right. Well, you heard that here. And I hope you walked away with something that, you know, it will spark within you that light to continue giving back to the world, sponsoring someone to be able to, you know, just start exploring what robotics can do, what this industry can do for them, what innovation, what technology can do for our youth. Our youth is our future. Let's not forget about that. So definitely let's come together and let's do that. So, all right. Well, Ms. D, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. It has been an honor. I am so eager to continue learning alongside, you know, my girls this summer and beyond. I see this as a long-term, you know, relationship. It's like, I want to grow. And so thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the trust. There's a lot of trust in being able to be an ambassador for what you stand for what your mission stands for. So thank
likewise, you. With deep of my heart, likewise. And we are women. We are trying to do the best what we can do. Remember in the past, it used to say that women's are homekeepers. So now our home is outside too in our business. So help that us. Is. We are doing what we are supposed to do, nurture kids, right?
Exactly. So,
thank you so much. It inspires me to be working with you guys as well. Love you all.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again to the audience who tuned in. And again, I will go back through all the comments to say hi, to any questions that the audience had. Please, please, please go ahead and just put them in there and we'll make sure that they get answered, right? But thank you again. And we'll see you again on the next show. All right. So ciao.
Thank you for joining. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe and follow us for the next episode.